Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on a casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
And without further ado,
I always wanted to say that.
I am Paul LaVoy.
Without further ado,
to you too,
Brother Jim Russell in the house.
Yes,
my Monday co-host and a co-host on Speak Out for the last 80 years.
Yeah, just about.
20 something.
Into the 21st year, I believe.
That's amazing.
It is. It is amazing.
So that would mean that I did it in the 7th, 8th, and 9th year. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would sound about right.
And then you had Roger to deal with.
Yes, we did.
And we know someone who deals with Roger a lot. Buster Johnson, our guest, District 3 County Supervisor. I just thought that was a good sounding segue since he usually listens when you're on, Buster.
Uh-oh. I'll have to be nice to him then, seeing how he does the press releases.
Exactly. A couple of housekeeping items. Now, we had Mike Bonney on his first segment with GDK CPA LLC on Friday, and he wants me to inform the listening audience that the federal government, we wanted to talk about this Friday, but we just didn't have enough time. They passed legislation. This is kind of important if you drew unemployment benefits, because they're going to exempt the first $10,200 of unemployment benefits received in 2020.
That seems only fair somehow.
A lot of unemployment benefits.
Oh, boy.
Most people, if you're on a normal Arizona unemployment, your total for 24 weeks, I believe, is around 65, maybe 7,000.
Oh.
Okay. Not very high.
Okay.
So 10,200 will be exempted, but I believe that's because they had that extra 600 a week also.
From the feds.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is made retroactive to January 1st, 2020, which means the IRS will need to develop a worksheet or form to exempt the 10,200 from income. What was that, Buster? I heard a groan.
Sounded like Buster didn't endorse the feds making a form.
Well,
something came on it, and my phone hit it. Something.
No problem. So we're advising our clients who, this is GDK CPA, is advising their clients who received unemployment but not filed their 2020 tax return to wait until the IRS develops the worksheet. Those who have not already filed and included the full amount of unemployment should not file an amended return at this time. The IRS has stated they will issue refunds to those individuals, and Arizona has not followed suit and does tax all of the unemployment received.
Oh, my.
So it's the same thing with filing. They extended the tax deadline to May 17th. Have you heard that?
Yes, I heard that.
From April 15th to May 17th, but Arizona hasn't followed suit yet.
Oh, is that on that all either?
You have to file federal before you can file state, because state is a portion of your federal.
Good little catch 22.
Well, from what I read this morning at KTAR.com, House Ways and Means Committee in the Arizona House is meeting on that very subject this Wednesday. So we'll see what happens.
Hopefully they'll be rational and correct that.
Allegedly, the ADOR director has that power to make that extension. So we're going to see what happens. All right, we've got second round action going on as we speak. for the NCAA tournament on the sports station, 94.3 FM and 100.5 FM in Bullhead City. Of course, 980 AM in Lake Havasu City as well. Those games will be going on probably past 9 o'clock tonight like they did last night. So this will be the teams that win today will go on to the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. That's next weekend. And then those teams that win on Saturday, I believe, and Sunday, go on to the Elite Eight. And then from the Elite Eight, you pair it down to the Final Four.
Wow.
So now you know all you need to know about March Madness, that's, Jim Russell.
And that's more than I ever did know.
Also, and Buster, I'm going to invite you to this. I might not show, but you're invited to the Wildfire Revival. Come and join in the regional Wildfire Revival, and it's with Pastor Kay Zimmerman, Pastor Sharon Caseman, and Pastor Guy Gorman. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three different locations. One is across the lake on the Chemehuevi Indian Reservation. One is at Springburg McAndrew Park. That's on Friday. And then on Saturday at Pop Harvey Park in Parker. Boy,
wow.
Say that.
Yeah, that was a good tongue twister.
That was a good popper, too. Pop Harvey Park in Parker. So there you have it. If you need more information, give us a call here at the studio. And, again, on the phone, waiting patiently, District 3 County Supervisor and Supervisor's Chair, Buster Johnson. And nice of you guys to, or the health department, rather, to lower the age range now to 55 for the COVID shots. That was great news on Friday.
Yeah, now the state's lowering theirs to 16.
Right, I had heard that.
Down in Phoenix, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it had been 55 statewide, not statewide, but at the stadium sites, I believe. Is that
right.
True? Okay. And I was also surprised to see that we moved ahead of Maricopa County in percentage that were vaccinated. Had you seen that?
No, I hadn't seen. I know it goes up and down. I would think Maricopa. I know they have a lot of openings down there that, you know, if people are 55, well, now it would be 18 and older once Wednesday comes. You know, our people can drive down there and get into it. They've had a lot of extra shots, which is something that we've always kind of complained about, and we're asking questions because we could do more shots if we received them, but you know, none of the other counties except Maricopa seem to be getting all the shots.
Well, they're getting the Pfizer vaccine there, too, which is a little bit more difficult to store. Isn't that right?
True, yes.
So have all of our vaccinations been with the Moderna, all within the county?
Yes.
No. No, I think we had some Johnson & Johnson
right.
Came in.
Oh, right.
Not
right.
Too many. We get, this week we get 10,000 Moderna. Correct me if I'm wrong, Buster. And 500 Johnson & Johnson. It's kind of lopsided there.
So are we still with the anxious waiting lists of people, or are we getting squirrely with the number of people wishing to be vaccinated?
Well, kind of interesting. It wasn't a big percentage, but like when they did the Havasu one where we had the 500 shots we were giving out, we had about, you know, 13 people that didn't show. So it was kind of, you know, kind of odd that people would make appointments and not show, because there are people that want to get it, and, you know, you never, seems like when you're the one that wants it, you never can find it, you know?
Sure.
Sort of like people winning rodeo tickets and not picking them up. Oh, yeah. Did I just call them out? anyway, Buster, what happened? I saw something about that not all of the, at the Havasu event, not all of those shots were given. Not all of the doses went into arms, if you will. Where did those go?
They went back to the Safeway and they used them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so they weren't wasted at all.
Right. So as Terrence and I talked about on Friday, we both fall into that 55 and up now. I actually found appointments at one of the local grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
And he found it at the same place at the same time.
Oh, my.
So they got to deal with both of us at the same time. That's going to be fun. So that'll be this Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. So hopefully I won't be too sluggish afterwards,
you'll
right?
Be just fine.
I'll be just fine.
You'll
huh?
be just fine, yes.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not 78 years old like you.
Ooh. Ooh, boy.
Jim's on, I always have to throw in an age joke. So.
I'm just too old to get it.
Now, Jim's had two shots
as
well.
Yeah.
How did that work for you?
No problem at all. Had it not been for the publicity and the anticipation of a reaction, you would, my wife and I would both say nothing at all. When you really try to be analytical of it, on the morning after the first vaccination,
right,
felt just a tiny bit off, you know, but you had to reach to think about it.
That's the same, more so than normal?
Yeah, amazingly so. Amazingly so.
All right. Let's see, what else is going on in the county, Buster? What about all of those... it appears to be identity theft, but right now they're just calling it unemployment fraud?
Correct. We got a notice from the state that they're going to be covering all of our losses. So I guess, you know, once we got a hold of them and took action at the board and finally got their attention, now they're going to make good on the money that was given out. The problem is we still haven't been able to track down, and it wasn't just Mojave County, it was a lot of other counties and cities that got hit. We haven't figured out where they got the information from, so it's kind of hard to, you know, for those people whose information has been stolen to worry about their identity theft.
So that there was fraudulent applications, is that essentially what it was?
Yes, and some of them were made up, you know, where they guessed on things, but some of them had, you know, the Social Security numbers right, everything right. So,
well,
a little scary.
Wouldn't those benefits have been made in some bank account payment and things by the state that should be relatively easy for them to trace?
I don't know how the state pays, to tell you the truth.
I think, what was the total on that? They said dating back to August. Do you remember the total amount?
No, I'd be guessing, but it was a pretty good sum because they hit the whole state.
Oh,
boy. Identity theft's getting so bad now, and then getting in there, and, you know, we had, you know, where Kingman got, you know, their computers got hacked, and I don't know if they're still up yet or not, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I read for Mojave County Share it was around 10,000, so if you multiply that by 15, that is pretty considerable.
Yeah.
Well, so 10,000 that was paid out? In those benefits.
For the benefits that affected those that were Mojave County based. Yes.
In Mojave. But there was besides government employees, there was regular, you know, citizens that got theirs hacked too at the same time.
Oh.
Do you know how all that was discovered, Buster?
Well, what they do is they they don't really, you know, get a hold of the county or whoever the employer is and say, hey, Paul Lavoie's applied for this, is he covered? What they do is they just give Paul Lavoie his money and then send it to us saying, yeah, Paul's applied. And so then we say, hey, Paul doesn't even work for us, you know.
Right.
But they've already given him the money, so.
Oh, my goodness. That's, yeah. All right, you guys ready to take a short break?
Let's do it.
Sure.
All right, I got some Johnny Paycheck queued up for you, Buster.
All right.
It's called, no, that's the obvious one. Don't take her, she's all I got. All right. Back with more in a moment. We're with Buster Johnson. He's the District 3 County Supervisor and Supervisor's Chair right now.
Lots of titles.
He drew the short straw.
Yeah.
What can I say? Right, Buster?
Yep.
All right. And Jim Russell, of course, also known as Brother Jim. So we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us.
Please don't take her love away from me. I'll pay you, friend. Don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashy.
All right, some more classic country for Buster Johnson. That's the Hag.
Yeah, that's a good part about having Buster on. We got some real country for the intro music.
Stuff they were playing at your senior prom or what?
You bet.
Speak Up brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and by Connected Computer and Technology. And I just talked to Springberg McAndrew today, and Robin over there confirms that Brian will be here this week. He was absent last week.
So. Well.
All right, and we do stream at KNTRTalk.com where the show archives are as well. And also for Speak Out 2.0. All right, with us on the phone, he's hanging on, Buster Johnson, District 3 County Supervisor and Supervisor's Chair. Just barely hanging on, right, Buster?
Barely hanging on, that's it.
Nah, you're fine. I wouldn't say barely. So we talked.
I think you did.
I know. I did. It was just kind of, you keep me hanging on the
That's
song.
Right. Oh, so, good.
Anyway, Congressman Raul Grijalva, which is kind of a four-letter word in our circles anyway, introduced a mining bill, and you know the status of it. At least there's something happening this week.
Yeah, there's going to be a hearing Wednesday on it, and hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of the people involved. And so that the biggest problem is going to be that Senator Kelly, we want to make sure that he has all the information from our side before he goes into it, because he has been anti-mining when he ran, which is understandable. You know, that's how he got elected, part of it. So we want to make sure that he has our side of it and let him know that Mojave County is, really interested in doing some mining.
Is that anti all types of mining?
Well, I guess it's kind of the soup du jour, It's like, oh, I'm a great green person because I'm anti-mining in Mojave County because it's going to, we're going to be mining inside the Grand Canyon and, which couldn't be farther from the truth, but that's the, how they say you tell a lie so many times and everybody takes it as truth, and that's kind of what everybody believes. I mean, you go back east when I talk to those people in D.C., I mean, it's hard to get convince them that we're not going into the Grand Canyon,
Right.
I keep telling them, I said, nobody wants to destroy the Grand Canyon. We're not even close to the Grand Canyon, You can shoot a gun and not hit the Grand Canyon from where they're doing the mining, but they've just done a good job of telling those stories, and everybody believes it still.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like if there was mining in Needles, they would think back east that it's, mining on Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's almost the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. But where do these people think that rare earth minerals come from, which is basically the component they use to build cell phones and the electronic circuits for them?
That's always a good question because, you bring up the fact that if you're worried about, polluting the air and doing all that, there are no rules or regulations in the countries where they're mining the uranium. Well, they have some like in Australia, but, a lot of the third world countries or Kazakhstan and all those, they don't have many requirements at all. And then you push the national security, angle that if we continue to track to get our uranium from other countries, it puts us at a disadvantage if they cut us off because we still have, the ships at sea and, our power plants. And now you're seeing more and more of nuclear energy getting the green light again from Washington, D.C., talking about maybe they need to go to more nuclear power because they've had the problem with solar not being able to, foot the bill for all the power that they need. And obviously nuclear is, one of the cleanest there is out there.
Did Buster sneak in a country on us there or something? What was that? Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Paul was trying to look it up on there.
I was Googling it. Yeah.
As long as you can spell it,
Perfect.
Buster, we know you've been a big proponent of reactivating the uranium mining. Is there any progress? Is there any, do we have any glimmer of hope for that?
Well, I guess there's always a glimmer of hope. The one thing is, even if we get, let's say today, they said, okay, we'll let you mine in Mojave County, the price still isn't high enough to make it worthwhile to mine in Mojave County. But just the idea that we would have the ability to do it if the price gets up high enough. And the price would get high enough if somebody, other countries decided they were going to boycott us, or if the uranium market, like China is doing a really good job of trying to corner the market on all the rare earths. You know, they're going to other countries and buying mining companies, you know, much like they did in the U.S. where they came in. And they still have some companies that they own here because mm-hmm. you can't stop them. And then they can just, you know, if they own the mines, they can control where it goes, and they don't have to give it to the U.S. And right now we don't seem to be doing very good in our foreign relations with China or Russia.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that was going to improve. That's kind of funny, but funny in an ironic way.
Yes,
let's put it that way. So
yeah, who would have thought? You know,
I know.
Who would have got?
I know, right? Yeah, who would have thought that Hunter Biden would disappear too? So anyway,
yeah.
what about? Aren't libraries supposed to open today in Mojave County, or did they open last week?
I thought they were already open. I can't remember what date they're open, but they'll be open to everybody again. And, you know, we still have some requirements in there, but basically they're open, you know, to regular business going in and picking out your books and doing what you want to do.
I see.
Have any COVID regulations, induced mitigation regulations, changed with the county?
We never really had any, you know. We had people that would show up at our meetings and talk about how we've, you know, did all these things. We never had any mandates, really. We did at one time. We had, you know, like the libraries, we closed them because really didn't know what was going on. And then, you know, with the COVID and how it could be transmitted, and supposedly COVID stays on furnishings longer than it does, you know, in the air or anything. So we're, you know, concerned about people coming in and touching books and leaving it on there for days and people getting it. So in the interest of, you know, safety for the patrons, you know, you could still come in and you'd say, hey, I want this book, and you could still go online and look at all our books and order them, and we'd bring them to your car and do it. So we tried to keep everything open as much as possible, but no, we really don't have any, I don't think we have any requirements at all.
You did have mask restrictions, though, on county buildings and things.
We did for a short time, yeah.
Oh, that didn't last? So
we got a... When the board changed, then the new board decided they didn't want those.
So effectively, nothing has changed regulation-wise with the county. It's always been somewhat loose in that regard, and so the changes haven't dictated any actions from the county.
No, we just, you know, whatever the executive order came from the governor, you know, we followed whatever the governor stated that we needed mm-hmm. to do, because the county is an arm of the state, you know, where the cities can do anything unless the state forbids it. The county can only do things that the state allows us to do.
Okay. You guys ready for a break?
Let's do it.
I got some George Jones for you, Buster.
I'm going to go Colorado Kool-Aid with...
No, this is even better, Tennessee whiskey.
Okay.
By George Jones. All right. Buster Johnson, our guest, District 3 County Supervisor and the Chairman of the Mojave County Board of Supervisors, along with Brother Jim Russell. And we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love all the time. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you.
Hey, I'm not so sure that's politically correct anymore. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagrou's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, by SamsGuns.com, SunPower by SMA Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with over 1,000 homes sold and counting. I'm about to change that to 1,100, by the way.
Yeah, and did we establish what period that was?
All time?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You were going to look into
it. Since they've been in business. But the number's 1,100 now.
Okay.
And I told him we can't make that announcement unless it's approved by Jim Russell.
That's right.
That's right.
We have to have some credibility here, Kevin.
Has to be Brother Jim approved. Anyway, you got your stick about supporting local businesses, right?
Oh, sure.
What stick is that?
I don't know.
Which one are you going to use?
Well, we want to support them. You know, they support us.
That's right.
Good heavens. Spend the money locally.
Yep. And tell them thanks for sponsoring the show.
Oh, that shows how clever they are, anybody that advertises.
Very cleverly of them.
good businessmen to spend their advertising dollars so wisely on Speak Out.
Right, right. So I just got a note from Jerry Bracamonte, an email. And tomorrow's going to be Mayor Cal Sheehy instead of City Manager Jess Knutson.
Well.
They're switching council days that they're going to be on Speak Out. So the mayor wants to switch effective tomorrow. He's going to be on the fourth Tuesdays of the month, and Jess Knutson will be on the second Tuesday of the month. So we'll see Jess on April 13th.
Okay.
So
change your Philo faxes now.
Yes. No, I love it when Jess comes in. He's a great guest. So anyway, on the phone we have District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson, and he's also the Mojave County Supervisor's Chair. Can we just call you Mr. Chairman?
Sure, that's fine.
He gets the joke, by the way. Let's see. You alluded to something earlier off the air about expenses. Are your expenses in question? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, there was an article in the local paper, and they had it totally wrong. They listed that I had travel expenses of $3,101. And it was for me using a private vehicle and charging the county mileage. And in my 24 years, I've never charged the county any mileage, you know.
Uh-huh.
It just irritates me when these people get information wrong. You know, there's enough of fake news out there without having it hit locally.
Good heavens. So how would they get
That information?
Yeah. They must have.
They just did an article on expenses, and they didn't look in to see what. And what it was a. If they would have asked for the receipts, it would have shown that that was a trip to the National Association of Counties that was taken. It wasn't anything to do with me bogusing up mileage with the county to get reimbursed.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
was that the only bone of contention though? Was travel?
Yeah. I just hate it when people get stuff wrong. You know, I mean, I'll stand up for anything I say, you know, whether people agree or disagree, you know, whatever I state is what I state, and I hate politicians that don't do that, and then it's bad enough what you say gets you enough trouble when they put stuff out that you don't do and claim you did do it. It bothers me.
Well, certainly,
I guess people not doing their job just irritates me.
Certainly, in all the time that you've been in office, you've been a stand-up guy, and I don't think anyone has ever cast any aspersions as to your getting rich off of expense accounts. But you mentioned, as a side there, 24 years. You've been in office 24 years, Buster?
24.
My golly.
That's six terms.
Is anybody close to that? Else?
No, nobody's ever had that many years.
Tom Sockwell was pretty good. What did he have, four?
Tom had 12.
Oh, he had 12 years. Okay.
I think he had 12, yes.
Half.
Yeah.
My gosh. Well, you must be doing something right.
Must be, you know.
If only you can get that $3,100 through.
That's right.
So that would lead me to ask the follow-up, were any other supervisors scrutinized for their expense accounts?
Oh, they put all five districts in, you know. I'm not sure what they were trying to say was something to do with, you know, with COVID there. Why were supervisors traveling? And actually, like my 3,000 was the year before COVID. And I actually didn't go to the NACO conference. I sent the clerk of the board back to represent our district back there. And the reason I did that was you have these people that work at the county that they deal with a lot of people in D.C., but they've never had the experience of meeting them or seeing what goes on back there, and it really helps them to interact with the people back in D.C. Okay. Plus, they still handle the committees that I go on, and I still participate via phone. But I thought it was a better way to do it. But now they had other people's, and it wasn't any big thing, you know. For instance, they had Gary Watson. They had his travel expenses at $6,000, you know, big deal. I mean, it wasn't much of a travel. I have no idea what the other supervisors do for travel, so I can't comment on
what
they do. But I always figure whatever they do, they stand for election. So if people agree with what they do, they'll elect them. If they don't, they won't.
Yeah.
I want to remind our listeners, you can still call in. Just as when Buster's on the phone and past shows, you can still call in at 854-KNTR, 854-5687, and ask Buster any question that you might have. Jim, you had a follow-up on that?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Good to point out the high-tech level that we have established here at Radio Central, that that it is talk radio, and you can call in even though Buster is on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. Multiple channels in the board plus Bluetooth technology. Cool. What are you going to do, right?
So scary.
Anyway, Buster, let's see, what else was I going to ask you? Is there another clinic coming up for Lake Havasu City for COVID shots? Wasn't there another 500 that are going out for the second dose?
There will be, but we don't have a date yet.
Okay.
You know, it kind of depends on when we get the shots in, and, you know, we've been going to all three of the communities, trying to get it evenly dispersed out to everybody, so we'll do the follow-up down here so people can get their second shot.
Jim, what was the best way you found to get an appointment when you did it?
Well, mine was real early on.
Right,
and
which
the confusion was massive at that time. And it was thanks to the county health department being very receptive to a phone call and talking to a real person, and our hospital, Havasu Regional, both were very informative, and the delays from the time that you did something until there was a response was very off-putting because nobody knew when's it going to happen, how, and so forth. But we got through it, and both the hospital and the county were a big help.
Yeah, Jim, Buster, I think Jim got it like the second week it was available something.
It's like, if I'm not mistaken,
I was waiting for him to grow an extra finger or toe or something, you know. That's why I kind of decided, I guess I'll get it done too, so.
Well, we use the elderly people for the guinea pigs.
That's right. Yep. We did fine. Yeah.
And it was hard too because, you know, a lot of people thought that the county was, you know, had more control. We really didn't have the control over who gets the shots. I mean, we give them out to the feds would give some to certain pharmacies on their own. We had no control over them. The state would give us an allotment, and we had to give them to, you know, the people that were set up for it, and we had to make sure that those people that got the shots could get them into people's arms, because we get more vaccines by the percentage of shots we give out, so we can't, you know, give it to somebody who's hoarding them, because then we get less shots.
Okay.
And so it was tough that way, and people would say, well, we can't make an appointment. It's like, well, we're not, you know, we would help because we set up that hotline that Jim's talking about to help people make appointments. But still, it was, you know, the Safeways and those people that were giving the shots and setting them up, and we couldn't, you know, we can't tell them how to run their business.
Yeah, and actually, Buster, my communication with the county predated the actual hotline, and so I worried that it was going to be an imposition on the county health department to call, but they were extremely helpful and courteous with that. They're to be commended for that. And one thing just to add for those who haven't had the shot, one of the things that happens is you are automatically connected with the CDC. And the CDC sends you for some period of time a daily inquiry as to how you're doing, what symptoms, da 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 da, and it's a brief survey every day, and then it changes to every week and so forth. But now it's been some couple of months since we've had it, and we still get, I think, at least weekly surveys from. So the information they're collecting must be massive.
Sounds like Jim's in a national control group, and he doesn't even know it,
that's
Buster.
Right.
That's right. He's there. And that's good to hear that they're getting the follow-up and that you actually talk to a person. Because nothing I hate more than, you know, calling, you know, city, county, whoever you call, and you get a recording or, you know, no information back. I think that every government should have a live person on the phone to take your call and try to answer your question.
Yeah, even if they say they can't do anything, it's way better.
You guys want to take a phone call?
Let's do it.
All right, caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi.
Hi.
I was checking about the vaccine that they're giving at MCC parking lot.
That's from Embry Women's Health. Can you hear that okay, Buster?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's the provider that's giving the vaccine.
And it's okay, huh?
It's the same that everybody's get. Everybody in Mojave County gets the Moderna, or very few get the Johnson & Johnson. There's only
Well, no, they said it was Moderna, but I just haven't heard many people going there at the MCC parking lot.
Well, that brings up a good point, Buster. Can you tell people why?
Let me tell you.
It was the reporting. Is that correct?
Yes, and that kind of goes back to what we talked about before. Embry had a problem reporting the vaccines to the state that they'd given them. So, and I want to say at one time they had, I think close to 1,000 they hadn't reported.
Ooh, boy.
So that was affecting the amount of vaccines that the county was going to receive.
Hang on, Buster. He said they had 1,000 doses that they put in arms that did not get reported. And that's why they shut down for a while. They were getting all their data straight.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, I'm supposed to get one this afternoon from there. My friend got me one right away.
Right.
But I just have... What?
I said right. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear me talking.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So
there's really no problem. It's just getting out there, right?
Yeah, we're not quite.
You have the appointment and you show up, they'll give you the shot. They do a really good job of giving the shots and getting them out now. They just had a problem with their computer systems.
Right. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, because I didn't know what to do. Okay, thank you.
No, you're fine. If you have an appointment with Embry, they'll definitely get you the shot and what you need. I'm not sure what the protocol is over there, but I know it's in your car.
Ma'am, is what you're saying is that you have an appointment that's pending to get the shot, but then someone else has come up with another appointment for you,
and you're wondering what to do? No, that isn't the point. I'm not on the radio now, am I?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. No, my friend got me one Friday for today, but I just have not heard of anybody else going over there because they do have open spaces.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
Yeah, this should
it
be fine.
It is fine? Okay.
Yeah, no
right.
problem.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
All right, thank you.
In fact, I had a COVID test because I thought I might have been exposed then, and they said 3 days for the results, so I'm like, oh, okay. So not even a day later, I got the text that said I was negative.
Uh-huh, so you hadn't had it.
But no, Embry did it. No, I have not
had it.
Have
not had it.
Have not. That I know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, the test said you hadn't.
Right, exactly. So if I have had it, then I was asymptomatic. So I'm fine. So anyway, Buster, anything else you want to report as far as COVID-19 in that, clinics?
I just got notified that Embry does have a lot of appointments available, so if people are interested in getting the shot, give Embry a call. You know, they're at the college and go over and get their shots. And I'm guessing they probably have a lot of them available in the other cities, too.
Yeah, and if it's anything like their testing process, you don't even have to leave the car.
Yes.
So it's cool. Very it's very convenient.
Yeah.
Efficient, and they'll get you in and out of there. And you know, I'm pretty sure there's still the waiting period afterwards.
Yeah, they keep you 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, Buster, I'm gonna let you go to your meeting. You have a noon meeting, I know that. So
yes.
I'm gonna play some Patsy Cline on the way out. Because
because
without you, the county would fall to pieces.
You guys take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Buster. We'll see you next month. All right. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell and a little Patsy Cline for the classic country fans out there. Because
yes.
That's Buster's genre.
Uh-huh. Good stuff.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us. All right, we're back on Speak Out. About 4 minutes left in the show. I want to tell everybody about the ASU Changemakers Food Drive that you can help donate to those in need. They're accepting canned food and non-perishable items at ASU at Lake Havasu. This is in the administration office through March 31st. So I think that's next Wednesday.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So through March 31st, ASU at Lake Havasu in the administration office, help those who are in need by donating a canned food or non-perishable item. So there you have it.
And we're such a giving community here, so...
Right.
Get out and give some food there to folks who need it.
Was there a Ren Fair?
Coming up. It's coming up.
April 2nd. It's on my
2nd.
Birthday weekend.
Oh, well, that's why it is, just to celebrate your birthday. And as Queen Mary offered, she'll get you an outfit, get you a costume.
Well,
you can come and be Lord Mayor or something.
No, I was
going to
be an ogre.
Oh,
I was going to be one of the ogres.
Yeah, but you already are. Why don't you play a part?
Well, I just thought that was so funny that she auditioned for Well Wench.
Yeah.
Was that right?
Well, yes, in California.
I know it was a wench or something.
Yes, I think that's
Well Wench. And then they made her queen instead.
Yeah.
They must have really high standards.
Quite a promotion.
Or she just didn't fit the bill for Well Wench.
It's really pretty cool. Somehow I missed that whole Renaissance fair psyche in Southern California, but seeing it develop here is kind of neat, and seeing the costumes and things. So great event, great for the kids, great for the adults, real jousting, cool stuff.
So we have a term here at Radio Central in the mothership about people who come in like right at the top of the hour for the show that starts at about 5-6 minutes after.
Yes.
They're called sliders. People that
slide in.
Jim was almost a slider today.
I know.
What's up with the traffic?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We call it
traffic. Of course, in L.A. it takes, you know, an hour to go what would take us 10 minutes.
Over the weekend we attended, and I must give a shout out to Grace Arts. Went to Cabaret over the weekend. Wonderful production. What a great thing Grace Arts is for our community. Do yourselves a favor, folks. If you haven't been, take that in. Even with the COVID mitigation, they're doing great. The show is wonderful.
Was there spacing in the crowd? How did that work?
Yes. They're allowed to have 50% occupancy.
So is every other seat.
And very comfortable spacing and no drama to it. The drama was all on stage, but super show, folks. Do yourselves a favor and see it. But the traffic getting down there, getting downtown, it was like we were a real city. We had something going on the Springbrook McAndrew
Park. Was that Friday or Saturday?
We went Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We actually, being very old, we went to the matinee.
Okay. Okay, I got you. So, because Saturday night they had the rodeo party, I guess, at the X. There was a Grace Arts production on Saturday night as well.
Yes.
There were a lot of stuff going on. There was races. There was,
yeah.
Right. And then we were at Finney's. So there you have it. This week we've got, again, as I mentioned earlier, Mayor Cal Sheehy will be in tomorrow with Michelle Lynn, city councilwoman. We'll have the school district on Wednesday. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg on Thursday. And MCC looks like, Dr. Maria will be in on Friday. So until tomorrow, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City with Brother Jim Russell. And we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Her brother was on the sofa.